Okay, Shir, Women's Shir in Derech Hashem. Shir number 30. That's nice, Shir number 30, nice round number, because we're starting section 2. It's, let's see, Teves Chav Zayin, and January 14, and starting section 2. And section 2 is called the Mikrei Hamin Hanushi Bolam Hazeh, more specifically talking about Hashgacha, Hashgacha Pratis, if there's such a thing called Hashgacha Klolis, and essentially it's more physics, spiritual physics, the real physics of the world, not the Gashmiyastik of physics, which is complex and difficult enough, but the Ruchniyastik of physics. So, we start with Chelek Beis. And Ramchal says, Yodua Umavur Hu. By now, it should be well known and clear and established. We've been talking about it the whole first section. Shekolon Avram Kulam Shenivru. That all created things Bein Hodronim, Bein Atachtoinim, whether it's the Gashmiyastika world, the world we relate to with our five senses, or Elyonim, the Kolchos Elyonim. Hine Nivru, so that is should be clear to everybody, logical, and maybe it means the Besoros, we have it, maybe Yodua ben Besoros, and Mavur, logically. Shekolan Avram Kulam Shenivru, Bein Ha'Elyonim, Bein Atachtonim, Hine. Everything has a purpose. Hinei nivru l'fisharasa b'machachma ha'elyona tzorech v'to'eles l'mashu atachos ha'kloli shal ha'briya. Hashem created the world for a purpose. Purposeful. Hashem doesn't do things with no reason. It's purposeful. That's a premise. And therefore everything he created has a role to play in the Tachlis HaKloli, in the ultimate goal of the universe, which is, of course, Kiddush Shem Shemayim, you could say in one way, you could say Gilui Kvodo, another way, you could say Gilui Achduso, you could say that Hashem should be a Meitiv, and that was his purpose in creating the world and everything, and Adam is the ultimate goal of the world, and everything is here to help Adam in his or her quest to be the beneficiaries of Hashem's Tova. But everything has a role to play. Now that means everybody has a role to play. Which is, it gives chizuk sometimes, it should, to people who feel that they have no role to play. People who feel useless or worthless, or they don't see that they have a role to play. Well, they just feel like, what am I doing here? What is the purpose? So it's a calumny, it's slanderous against Hashem. If Hashem created you, so he created you with a purpose, and you have a role to play, and no one else could play your role, and no one else, or else, Taka, who needs you? So why did Hashem create you? So there's nothing extra in the world, there's nothing without a purpose. Nothing that's not purposeful. So that's his first point. Everything that exists is because it contributes towards the goal of the world. Hashem doesn't. There's no, there's nothing that got created by accident. No peripheral creation. And the chol chukos sehem, umishpateyem, hativiyem, everything's the nature, how things run, whether it's physics or chemistry or biology or astronomy, the way things run in the world. Huchaku, v'hutbu'u, everything was established and ingrained, meaning it's now inherent in the laws of physics and chemistry and biology, and are all part of the running of the world. There's laws, chukei hateva. They're not laws, chas v'shalom, independent of Hashem, but there are laws. That's called teva, and they're laws. The way Hashem has seen to be fitting, everything is perfect. Person has two eyes, one nose, one mouth, one nose, the two nostrils, two hands, two feet, fingers, everything. Everything in the Bria is with plan and purpose. And every law of nature, if we'll call it a law of nature, the law of Teva, is the optimum way for that thing to work. Is the perfect way to run the Bria. If pick anything. I mean, we don't know the secrets of the universe, but if a lion exists in order to scare us, or to make us aware of the majesty of Malchus, or to make whatever. So he was created in it, was created in the perfect form to fulfill its role. If a cockroach was created for a specific purpose, so.
What is that?
I don't know, to remind housewives to clean the kitchen. I don't know. Whatever the purpose is. That needs a whole set of Svarim by themselves. But you shouldn't make a joke out of it, because, please forgive me, you can't take away from the seriousness that everything was created for a purpose. And we're not privy to it because it's so overwhelming and so beyond us. But sometimes we get a glimpse of it. You know, doctors used to think this bone doesn't have a purpose, this aver doesn't have a purpose, and then they got wise after a couple of years. They still think the appendix doesn't have a purpose, and no matter how many things they do. Maybe by now they do. But the premise is that Hashem, it all stems from Emunah. And if you believe Hashem created things, Hashem created the world for a purpose. Hashem created every single thing in the world for a purpose. Every single law and every way and method that it is the optimum way for it to be. What's Nogeya, you, me, is that we were created for a purpose too. He's not excluding mankind from this logical and b'mesora sentence. And that means every single person was created for a purpose. Now, some people, that also we don't know. They used to go to a Navi to ask them what's their specific purpose. You know, some people go to a Rebbe, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, we don't know a specific purpose. The specific purpose might just be to raise a family of Ovdei Hashem. That's not a simple thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do. And, you know, remember, your children are Talmidim. And Talmidim are children, children are Talmidim. And you're making a continuity in Klal Yisrael. I mean, so we don't know, you know. If a person goes through life and all they did, quote, unquote, is raise a family of Ovdei Hashem, so that's a wonderful purpose. That's not peanuts. That's a major thing. I want to give $1 million to Tzedakah and build buildings, and I want to be Rav Steinman in Tzal, and I want to, you know, that's what the Yetzer Hara talking. You go with your life. I always tell the people in the shul that if opportunities come up, so you should jump at the opportunities. You don't know for sure that that's your purpose. But if Hashem sends opportunities your ways, I've said this many times, you know, you can't be lazy and don't be afraid to do something because you feel, look, if you know you're not cut out for it, so, you know, don't make a fool of yourself. But if you're just scared, so you have to, I hold very strongly, you have to, I mean, the things that I did in my life all fell into my lap. I didn't try to do any, I didn't, like, apply for anything I've ever done. I didn't apply. Everything came to me, but I jumped at it. It's not, I grabbed onto it, and I said, okay, I'm going to do this. This came my way, and I'm going to do this. This is a good thing to do, and I'm going to do it. Hashem sent it my way, I'm going to do it. I didn't apply for any job. I didn't try out. I didn't ask. Things came my way, but I jumped on it, and that's why I think I can give over. But you have to seize opportunities to do mitzvahs. We're talking about mitzvahs. We're not talking about success in business. We're talking about success in mitzvahs and avodas Hashem, in spreading Torah, and being mekadesh shem shemayim, and being a mashpia. You should. The opportunities are always abound, and you can't be asleep at the switch. You have to be alert. That's what I hope. As a derech in life, you have to be alert. You go through life and you keep Torah and mitzvahs. And you live the normal life of a Jew, and you don't have to say, and you don't have to feel, well, I'm destined for greater things. And that's just the Yetzer Hara to make you depressed. There's nothing wrong, chas v'shalom, with just being a regular person and raising a family of Aldei Hashem, and or if a person ever gets married, so they have a purpose. A person ever has children, al karchus, they have a purpose. So you do things. We know we're all from people. We try to be mekadesh shem shemayim. We try to make a kiddush Hashem. We try to teach others to be mashpia on others, to be good ourselves, which can take a lifetime. And that's a purpose. Remember how complicated life is. Every single person has a different Yetzer Hara. Every single person was born to different parents and in a different place and went to a different school and had different friends and had different hashpos. And everybody has to break through their nisyonos. And everybody is breaking through their nisyonos in a different way. And maybe that's could be my purpose, is to conquer anger. Because I get angry. And that's my purpose in life, is to conquer them either. The Gra says, the Gra was no slouch, you've heard of him. The Gra says the purpose of a person coming to this world is to conquer his midos. The Torah helps us conquer our midos. The Torah helps us conquer taiva by forbidding many things. It helps us develop patience, because certain halachas, you have to wait for things, you can't jump into everything. But the Gra says the purpose, the ultimate purpose is midos, and we're in this world to be masakin at midos and to refine our midos. There's a list of midos in any Musa Sefer, and Orchas Tzadikim has like the whole list of midos, and every chapter is a different midah. Chodesh Halavos at the end of Shara Avodas Elokim, the last chapter, goes through 20, 25, 30 midos. So that's a purpose. The Gra says that's everyone's purpose. Maybe there's other purposes for that person, but to conquer a midah, we don't think like that. But, yeah. So, this is I believe that one of the important, more than important, essential lessons of Shabbos, that Hashem created the world. I mean, that's a nice, it's a theological, philosophical point. And it leads to many ramifications, because if Hashem created the world, He's the master of the world, and if He's the master of the world, He tells me what to do, chulu. Whether you hold like the Chavis HaVod, or it's all HaKoros HaTov, but another point is what the Ramchal is saying here, that if Hashem created the world, it didn't always exist, so then He had to have a purpose. and I got to figure out that purpose. And if he created, and then you start thinking, you say, and if he created me, I must have a purpose. So you see, Shabbos really, if we like pay attention and we focus, that's not the only message of Shabbos, that Hashem created the world in 6 days. That's not the only message. There's a message of Yetzias Mitzrayim that's reflected in the Aseres HaDibros that are in Parshas Va'eschanan, and is the Shabbos as reflected in Parshas B'Shalach about the Mon and Bitachon. But certainly, I guess it's safe to say that the main lesson of Shabbos is Kishesh Yomim, also Hashem Es Hashemayim Es Haaretz V'Yom Hashvi'i Shabbat V'Yinofash, and we say Kiddush V'Yichud Hashemayim Baretz Kol Tzva'om. We say Sher Kiddushon Shabbos Kachol B'Avor Ratzon Nepilonu Zikron L'Maaseh Bereishis K'Yom Tchilon Mekvei Kodesh. But then we say Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. I don't know. I think some people skip some of those words on the different nuschos of Kiddush. But Al Kaponim, and it's not just, of course, that's the story of everything, that Hashem created the world. But also it's that it has purpose, what Ramchal is saying here at the beginning of Chelek Beis. It's not just he created the world and therefore I'm his Eved and I have to do what he says and I have to keep Torah mitzvahs because I'm his creation. But it's also, it's a tremendous boost to me. I have a purpose in this world, and no one else, if someone else could have done the purpose for which you're here, then I'm sorry to say, we don't need you. I wouldn't have created you. You're just a spare tire. Hashem doesn't have any spare tires. Hashem doesn't make spare tires. But then a person says, so what is my purpose? So that's the Eitz HaRa talking. You start off life, I mean, this is deep and heavy, and this is like a whole series of lectures, maybe. You start off life, and you keep Torah and mitzvahs. That's your ground base. That's your ground base. And don't worry, I really believe this very deeply. Hashem will send you your purpose. Hashem doesn't want you to scour the world looking for your purpose. You know the famous joke, the Hasidic story. It's not a joke, but a Hasidic story. The guy went around the world looking for treasure, and then it was in his backyard. So don't worry, Hashem's not going to leave you in the lurch and say, you should have been a Navi and figured out your purpose. That's why I believe Hashem sends you opportunities. Hashem sends everyone opportunities, and you have to jump on them and do them. You can't be lazy. And you can't be afraid. One of the surprising things you learn about Bitachon, when you learn Chavis Havod V'Shara Bitachon, is that a Baal Bitachon is optimistic. And a Baal Bitachon is not afraid to try new things. He says this in the Hakdama. Benefit, he goes through the benefits of Bitachon. This is benefit number two. That you're not afraid to, you're not afraid, because anybody ever tried to do anything in this world, and he went around asking people if you should do it, I don't know, people get sort of perverse pleasure out of telling the person, don't do it. It'll for sure fail. But you need that one person to say, yeah, do it, do it, do it. Everybody, people like to naysay. You know why people like to naysay? Because then they can't be wrong. Because if you do it and it fails, they say, I told you so. And if you do it and it succeeds, they say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was wrong. Like everybody's happy, So like you can't go wrong by being a naysayer. It's like, that's what they say, A pessimist, one of the miles of being a pessimist is that you don't care what happens, because if things don't work out, so you feel like you were right. And if they do work out, it's like, great. No one's going to come to you with kindness for being a pessimist. But this is a major yisod, and it's a psychological yisod, and it really speaks to a person, and it's really a very, people go through this angst, because if they say, what's my purpose, and then they look for their purpose, and am I doing my purpose, so on the other hand, it's important to know that you have a purpose, and don't worry, I always say, it's important to know you have a purpose, otherwise a person feels like a speck in the universe, and who cares what I do, and does it really matter? And if I make a bracha achrona on the glass of water I just drank, what's the difference? And we're talking about the world. Ramchal is not talking about your personal Gan Eden and Gehenna. He's talking about the purpose of the Bria, the purpose of the world, and your role in that. The Ramchal, Zerach Hashem, is taking the larger view. This is not like how to stay out of Gehenna in six easy lessons. That's not what the Sefer is about. The Sefer is cosmic. Sefer is cosmic. It doesn't talk to a person with Gan Eden and Gehenna. It's cosmic. It's the Bria. It's Hashem's purpose in the world creation. Anyway, it's very mechazek to believe. It's a part of Emunah Bashem to believe that you have a purpose, and that no one else can do your purpose. But the problem is, then people start worrying. I have people in the shul. I mean, I deal with it. People worry. Am I doing my purpose? This one became a Rebbe here, and this one became a Rebbe there, and this one became a businessman. So, so that's why, I believe firmly that Hashem sends you. What you have to do is be awake. You have to be awake up to knees, and you can't be afraid. And don't listen to the naysayers, because people, I'm not telling you, you go ask people advice, should I do this or that? Most people will say, don't do it. Because this way you can go back to them with tinnitus. they're not conscious of that. But I'm telling you, that's why most people will tell you no. A good, good friend, or you go to a gadol, they'll almost always urge you to do it. They'll say, if you feel you can do this, go for it. And people... Well, it'll never work. They'll come up with 16 reasons why it won't work. Okay, that's enough for now. But I do believe this firmly, that Hashem sends you the opportunities. And you have to be aware. But the opportunity might not be anything more than being what we would call a regular person and raising a family. Remember, the chinuch, and many others for him, describe the mitzvahs puravu as raising a family of Ovdei Hashem. Yeah, but then you have people who, through no fault of their own, all their kids went off the derech. You know? So does that mean... And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. Every family, Chas v'Shalom, not it. I don't know, every, but like... You know? That's why I have this fight with my wife about shidduchim. There's a family where one sibling went off the derech. My wife says, hey, what's going on? I go, come on, everybody. And if they're not, then they're hiding it. I have a son who went off the derech. He works. He's my best boy. I call him my only normal child. That's his nickname. No, that's his nickname in the family. That's Tati's only normal child. The one that works and earns money and supports the family. So what's his purpose? His purpose might be exactly what he's doing. Earning an honest living, supporting his family, goes to a shir, eats the Torah in the morning and at night. That only happened later. It didn't happen when he was a teenager and in his early 20s. That happened because Hashem sent him the right shidduch. And now he learns every day. Last week I want to boast about my son. This is my only normal son. And the boys, they just had a major move. They moved to Lakewood from Borough Park. A major, major move, a company. He's in charge of the warehouse of shipping. So the boss asked him to come in early on Sunday, because they have to. So he said, okay, I'll come in 10 o'clock. He says, no, I need you there 8 o'clock. He says, I have my shir. I'm very proud of him. He says, I have my shir Sunday morning in shul with the rav. He gives a dafyomi shir, and then there's a halacha shir, and I'm not going to miss it. And I'll come in 10 o'clock. My other boys won't say that. I'm very proud of him. That's all thanks to my wife. It's not thanks to me. But so I don't know what's his purpose. He's raising a family. He says, let's get the yeshivas. He's raising all the Hashem. I was saying, and if every one of your kids will run off to Derech, so maybe, and it's not your fault, or maybe it is your fault. No one knows. There's no, you know, you could write 27 books about why it happens. There's no answer. There's no answer. It's just a phenomenon. It happens. So maybe your purpose in the world is to stay strong and to keep on trucking, and you keep on with your life, and you don't get depressed, and you don't let it. You know, people who never get married, never have children. Went off the derech. You know, I don't want to make a formula. Your purpose is to have all the Hashem as children. Because maybe someone's children will go off the derech, maybe someone won't have children. So we don't know their purpose. Hashem is infinite. There's infinite amount of tikkunim to make in the world. Right? It's only the Lubavitcher Rebbe who's going to send you to San Salvador to open a Chabad house. And that becomes your purpose. So that's good. That's good. You know, he certainly gives a sense of purpose with the shluchim. You know, that's an amazing thing. But that's easy, so to speak. I mean, it's not easy to go to San Salvador and open a Chabad house. But at least, you know, but for someone, but it's important to know that you have a purpose. And then I don't get obsessed on figuring out your purpose. They used to go to a Navi, the Mefarshim say. They used to line up outside the Navi's house and ask the Navi what my, I mean, everybody has to keep Torah mitzvahs, right? What is my particular purpose? Why am I here? And the Navi would tell them. And another was called a roeh, the seer. And that was, I don't remember exactly now what the Mefarshim say, but that was the Navi's, like, a primary job of the Navi. And, like, imagine what we're missing by not having Nevi'im. Because this is what drives people nuts. What am I doing in the world, if they think about it, you know? What am I doing here? And I'm like, okay, so I hold, if there's no Nevu'im, then Hashem's going to send it your way, and my obligation is to be alert to opportunities. And not to be scared of doing things. If I feel capable, obviously, if I truly don't feel capable, I mean, maybe you don't know. But you have to ask friends and mentors, you know, do you think I'm capable of doing this? Just capable. Not if I'll succeed. Do I have the capability to do kach v'kach? Because if you don't, then taka, don't do it. And you don't know that Hashem's sending it your way, right? He may be. Look what I stumbled into here. But this is major. It's not just 2-3 lines. It's major. It's simple and it's logical, but it's major. And the law of nature is all to make the best lion, to make the lion has its instincts and its rules of nature in order to make it the best lion possible. What does it mean, the best lion possible? Not necessarily the strongest lion, not necessarily the lion with the loudest roar. We don't know. Whatever the purpose of a lion is, he will fulfill it in the best possible way by the nature that Hashem gave him. That's what Ramchal is saying. And a person is the same way. A person will be at his or her optimum peak condition because of the biological reality that a person has. If a person has to sleep 8 hours a day, let's say, and has to rest 8 hours a day, so that is the way Hashem made a person, that he should be out of commission for 8 hours a day. That's the best way to function. I don't know, it's like Rabbi Avigdor Miller always talks about these things. What's the purpose of sleep? Why did Hashem make a person that a person gets tired and has to renew energy and goes to sleep and wakes up energy? Maybe it's to have a taste of Misa and Tchias HaMesim. Maybe that's what you're supposed to say. That's what Modani is supposed to inculcate in you. That I was dead to the world, and now Modani will come to Echad to be Nishmosi, Bechem Lo, you know, Rabbah Munosacha. And then we say, Venemonat Tolachayos Mesim. It's the same Rabbah Munosacha. Hashem is faithful, and we believe we'll wake up again from the dead. And that's exactly how some people wake up from asleep. Especially teenage boys. Maybe teenage girls also on Shabbos morning. I don't know. So Rabbi Avigdor Miller is wonderful about that. And people, you know, Thursday night with the questions. There's three volumes of Thursday night questions. Questions and answers with Rabbi Miller. Very colorful covers. Very nice covers. And there's three volumes of it, and it's just the questions and answers of Thursday night. And people were throwing him, you know, what's the purpose of this and what's the purpose of that? And he had answers. And you don't have answers if you don't think about it before. I don't know if he was especially quick on his feet. Maybe he was, but because that's what he thought about. He would like think about what's the purpose of this? Why did Hashem make a person? Why did a person make a person? Why did Hashem make a person? He should be tired and have to go to sleep. And scientists cannot, I believe, they don't have a clear explanation of how sleep renews your koyach. I think they don't. I think if you Google it, you'll look. They don't have a clear hesber. Why, like, what exactly refreshes you? What tired, and now you're refreshed. What happened that you're refreshed? So we know you got your neshama back, refreshed. Hashem refreshed your neshama, and it gave you renewed koyches. Look upon him, everything that you have to eat, and you can't just take a pill. The law was actually in Shahar HaBechina talks about it a little too, why a person develops at a slow rate, and animals are like ready to roll after a few weeks, or sometimes days, they're like ready to. So everything has a purpose, and everything's nature and laws are purposeful to produce the best possible way that those things will produce the purpose for which they were created. Whatever the purpose was. And now he says, you see, if I tell you, you not only have to believe that Hashem created the world, but you have to believe that Hashem is constantly mashgiach over the world and keeps it going. So you say, yeah, of course. I say, oh, that's, yeah, I believe A and I believe B. But Ramchal shows now the continuity of that. He says, if Hashem created everything for a purpose, so it's only logical that the purpose is being fulfilled. So obviously there has to be Hashgacha. Hashem couldn't have created the world and then walked away, because Hashem has to like be Mashgiach over it to oversee that it's fulfilling its purpose for which it was created. As long as their purpose, if there are species that disappeared, so we know pshat, it's not global warming, or climate change, or when I was growing up, when I was in high school, they kept clapping us with Malthusian theory that the world's going to run out of food by the year 1990. And we laugh, Baruch Hashem, we laugh. But the teachers were secular. They taught us science, and they were like dead serious. We laugh because. So he says there has to be. It doesn't have to be anything. Hashem could construct whatever world he chooses to, but Hashem constructed a world in which his constant hashgacha is necessary. But he says it's logical, because if Hashem created everything in the Bria for a purpose, so Roi Gamken Sheyuskaimu, so they're only going to stick around. If their purpose is being fulfilled, Va'alkein therefore hodon baruch hu shebaruch al anavrom ha'ele lo yimona gam kein melahashgiach aleihem. So he has this constant hashgacha over them, this constant overseeing them, this constant will to be mekayim them. That's what the premise, the ABCs of Yiddishkeit, is that Hashem doesn't create things and walk away, and now this tender exists because someone built it, and it exists because the person built it. That's all. It doesn't need that builder anymore. He walks away and the tender exists. Nothing is less than Hashem. The tender always needs Hashem's will that it continued to exist. But now the Ramchal is making it logical. He's saying, because Hashem is always deciding that it still has a role to play in the in its function of whatever its function is in the Bria. So that's ongoing. And if ever that would stop, so it would cease to exist. Hashem would withdraw his Ratzon from it, and it would cease to exist. And maybe that's the pshat in species. If there are species that stopped existing, that's definitely the pshat, that there was no more purpose for them in the world. But that's what he's saying. So the logic sort of demands or compels us to say that there's constant hashgacha, because Hashem is always being mashgiach, that the created things fulfill the purpose for which they were created. That's what it says here in paragraph Aleph. At the end of paragraph Aleph, lo yimna gam kem el hashgiach aleim lekaimam ba'oso masov, she wrote to Osambo. He oversees everything in order to keep it on that specific course, we'll call it, that it should follow. V'ulam, and now we... Remember, everything gets built on top of everything else and becomes more and more complex. V'ulam, however, k'var dalu b'chel agrishim per kamishi, which we sort of just learned, Shetzila Sanavram Kulam Hemakochol Sanavdola. The real root, where's Hashem Mashgiach? Hashem's not Mashgiach primarily Lamato, Hashem's Mashgiach Lamalo, because everything is rooted in its spiritual forces, right? Everything, as we harped on incessantly, Perek Hamishi, the last parrot of the last section one, that everything is rooted in ruchniyistic forces. Everything, from every animal to every event, to every firing, and every historical event, and every person. But now there's going to be a difference. Of course, chilus on a room, cool, meimar kovos on a dolin, and mishtal shalim. Hagishomim, that's the word desher, kashmis. Advarim, begashmiim, begashomim, or gashmiim, b'chol prataihem, in all of their detail, in ehem, kfimashinetek aleim, and akochosahem, and pratibetinosam. Everything is, as devolves upon them from the kochos of Elyonim. That's what we saw. We're puppets. We're puppets, except for Bechira, we're puppets, and we're just reacting and dancing to the tune of what's going on in Shemayim. Whatever's not Nagei Bechira, which is perhaps the vast majority of things in the world, and even maybe, I don't know, it's Nagei, the majority of things in my life, I mean, so many things happen in my life, but I'm not Bechira. So everything is starting in Shemayim and just coming down, and I'm the Mushpa, I'm the Mashpia. Man, so everything is even is lamato hinehem fimashe netek aleim and akochos ohein v'protei v'chinosam v'ein dover katan odolo v'gashmiyim shalo yiyo losib of shoresh v'kochos anadolim. Nothing happens in the world of gashmiyis. No person, no theme, no event. Nothing happens without a spiritual force. That's when you go down the chain, it comes out lamata the way we see it. Fibachino sehem, each according to its, it's enormously complex and it's impossible really to comprehend.
V'hodom Baruch Hu, who named Hu Mashiach HaKol Eilu HaNyonim K'fi Mashiach Baruch. V'haynu HaKokos HaNadolim Barishona, because that's where it starts from. So Hashem is sort of like making the decisions of Malach, where it counts, the source of the Midah, of the source of the person. Our kolish tashluzim between Mashu Banas and Hainu Mashgiach Gankin al Apakidim, and the messenger Shehifkir al Ensos, Malachim, various Malachim are charged with being the bridge between that last link in the chain of Kofos and Dolim and the first link in the chain of the Gashmiistika world. They're appointed to implement that last link and to make it happen. So this is how it works. So you're saying, you know, Hashem makes sure that so let's go back to the lion. And Hashem makes sure that the lion is the optimum lion that will, inside his roar, inside his sleeping habits, his eating habits, any habit, the courage, king of the forest, whatever it is, that's his purpose in the world, that's his role in the universe, in the world, in the Briyam. But it's not really on the lion. Hashem doesn't really deal with the lions. Hashem deals with 1 million links up the chain. Whatever the lion is of Shemayim, we don't know what that is. Rather, the lion happens to be one of the Merkava, the lions. But it's saying, wait a second, this is really much more complicated than we think. Because Hashem deals with the Kofos HaNadolim, with the spiritual forces. So when Hashem says the lion should be exactly the most perfect way that a lion should be in order to fulfill the role of a lion, and he's doing that Lamala in the Kofos HaElyonim. But that should be the most perfect possible way, which we don't even know what that is. We don't know what we're talking about. It's not Gashmi. It's not something we can sense with our five senses. So he's saying, by the way, don't forget, that's where it's at. Because why is he saying it now? First of all, because it's true. And second of all, because then it becomes, a person becomes much more complicated. Because if you remember, the source of things Lamata are either the Hishtalshalus and the jump from the last link on the chain in Shemayim to us, to Oretz. But when it comes to Bechira, let's call it half the things a person does. And we are in charge. And we cause things to happen. So then Hashem's Hashgacha has to be down here on us. And this is why a person has a special Hashgacha practice. Because here's where the action is. Okay, we'll start from here next time and we'll explain this.